In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What comes out of the mouth, evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander, proceed from the heart. Your heart is who you are. Sin isn't doing something alien or out of character. It's who you really are. Sin exposes yourself and your heart, your true person. You are not basically good and decent deep down. You're vile. If you doubt it, hear what Jesus says. It's what proceeds from your heart, out of your mouth, and through your hands. That which proceeds from your mouth to what you say and do that defiles you. Try as you might, you can't will yourself into not doing these things. You can't save yourself from them. They separate you from God and damn you to hell. Repent. So it goes without saying, the commandments and traditions of men cannot save you. They're just that. Commandments and traditions of men, not God. Washing your hands before you eat may be good common sense, even the command of your mother, but it doesn't justify you before God. Being well thought of by the right people doesn't forgive your sins or change your heart. Nothing you do will change that or save you. Similarly, we must confess that liturgical ceremony isn't salvific. But just because making the sign of the cross at certain times or bowing the head at others isn't commanded by God does not mean it's useless. Indeed, liturgical ceremonies are good and beneficial. They discipline and train your flesh. They confess with the body what you believe with your heart and confess with the mouth. They force your mind to focus on hearing the word of God, on confessing the creed, on eating and drinking the body and blood of Jesus. They keep your mind from wandering, but they won't save you. The ceremony the disciples were accused of neglecting, washing their hands before eating, isn't a moral imperative. Again, it may be the command of your mother, but it's not of God. It's only a ceremony. Condemning the disciples for this would be like condemning someone for not making the sign of the cross, or for not making it correctly, or in the right place. No doubt the Pharisees' ceremonies had been born once upon a time in piety, but came corrupt as they caved into their baser desires. They might have been at one time some beauty in their ways, but they forgot the point as they began to think their ceremonies trumped God's law. Hand washing was supposed to remind them of the need to be cleansed by God, that is, to receive forgiveness, and to remind them that their food and sustenance came from Him. But they became superstitious, replacing the creation for the Creator, and replacing faith with their own ceremonies. Don't judge them too harshly, though, because this is a warning for you. The Antichrist sits in the temple of God. The wolf dons sheep's clothing. Externals can be faked, and abuse comes quickly to the evil hearts of men. Consider again also that there is no command of God to pray before every meal. We do it in freedom for all the same reasons the Pharisees washed their hands, to remind us to pray at all times unceasingly, to remember that all our sustenance comes from His gracious hand, and that we serve God by honoring our father and mother who taught us to do so. But it's hard not to judge your brothers and sisters in Christ who don't pray before eating. It's easy to think that your piety should be required of all Christians, or that God expects it. Repent. What then does save you? Tradition of God. Tradition simply means that which has been handed down or handed over. And what has God handed over for us? His Word, Holy Baptism, Holy Absolution, and the Holy Communion. By the means of grace, you are cleansed immaculately clean. By the means of grace, you are joined to the triune God and your sins forgiven. By the means of grace, you live eternally. Why? The source and origin of the Word and sacraments is nothing less than the cross and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. They flow from Him in His crucifixion. Search the Scriptures and you will find only Jesus the crucified. And the water which fills the font and the blood which fills the chalice flow from His pierced side. The Holy Absolution is that forgiving word spoken by Him from upon the cross. And because they flow from Jesus in His crucifixion, the means of grace give, deliver, and apply the fruit and benefit of the Holy Cross to you. By the Word, the Spirit calls you to faith in Jesus. You are washed clean in His blood and water poured out for you. You eat and drink the body and blood of Jesus, the very fruit of the tree of life, offered up for your sake. Your sins are forgiven by Jesus, who speaks to you as He did the penitent thief, pulling all that is evil and defiled in your heart, pulling it out by His pierced hands. In Him, you are reconciled to God. You're joined to the most holy and blessed Trinity, in the flesh and blood of Jesus. This is the tradition that saves and cleanses you. And you've done nothing to earn or merit. God gives to you freely because He loves you in Jesus Christ, who creates within you a clean heart by His Word and Holy Sacraments. You delight in His Word, have zeal for His house, and a hunger and thirst for His body and blood. What now comes out of your mouth is the confession of your sins, the confession of His name, and the chanting of His praise. You're free to make the sign of the cross in remembrance of your baptism, of Jesus crucified for your sake. You're free to love and honor the commands of your earthly parents, even as you are free to receive and rejoice in the rich traditions you receive from your fathers in the faith. After this pericope comes the Canaanite woman from a couple Sundays ago. She has ceremonies too, forming her prayer in a formal way. She falls down on her face at Jesus' feet, reciting, maybe even inventing the Kyrie. But she's different from the Pharisees. She's humble in her desperation, willing to be a dog, and is bold in her confidence that God is good and will deliver her and her daughter from demons. What comes out of her, Kyrie eleison, purifies her and shows her heart. Let it be the same in and out of you. Let the Kyrie come out of your heart and purify you. For you also are desperate. You need grace. You need mercy. You need Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God you have Him, crucified and risen in the Holy Communion. He is what goes into you that purifies and cleanses you even unto life everlasting. You shall live eternally in Him, handed over for your sake, in love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.